on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is Cam FM with the latest news for Kent at one. Here's Nicola Everett.
Bosses at Southern Rail have called for new talks aimed at ending a strike over the role of conductors on trains. RMT members are staging a week-long walkout over plans to put drivers in charge of opening train doors at stations. It's affecting services from Tunbridge and Ashford this week. The company says it'll meet the union anytime, any place.
KMFM News.
Colleagues of a Kent man caught up in a mass stabbing in London have told KMFM how he emailed from his hospital bed to apologise for missing work.
He was very much playing the whole thing down and just really wanted to just keep us in the loop that he wasn't going to be able to get involved with his volunteer chaps here in doing his normal day-to-day job. So yeah, very, very humble chap and a very likeable chap as well.
That's Paul Barnard from the historic dockyard in Chatham, where Bernard Hepplewaite works as a volunteer. The 67-year-old suffered stomach injuries in the attack in Russell Square last week, which also left a woman dead. A 19-year-old man charged with one count of murder and five of attempted murder is due to go on trial next year. An investigation's underway after a woman was reportedly grabbed and sexually assaulted by a man in broad daylight as she walked in Dover. He's said to have put his hand over her mouth after approaching her on Drop Redoubt Road at about 1 last Wednesday afternoon. Police want to hear from a dog walker who shouted at the man, who then ran off. We've got a description of the suspect at kentonline.co.uk. A watchdog's promising to shake up the banking industry and help us save money. The Competition and Markets Authority is proposing lenders introduce a cap on unarranged overdraft charges, and it wants switching companies to be made easier. It also wants a new app so we can manage all of our accounts in one place. Jane Tullett's from the charity National Debtline.
We've seen what technology can do in other industries, and it's already having a huge impact in banking, with mobile apps giving people an enormous amount of more options in terms of how they do their banking. So if people are happy for their data to be shared with a third-party app, it could make managing your money much easier.
KMFM News.
Police investigating an attack in Northfleet which left a man and woman needing hospital treatment have arrested two people. The pair suffered head and facial injuries in the alleged assault in Wallace Park last Wednesday night. A 24-year-old man and 22-year-old woman, who are both from the town, have been bailed until September. A Kent dog owner is backing calls today for a review of the Dangerous Dogs Act 25 years after it was brought in. Four breeds were banned to protect the public, but reports of dog bites are higher than ever. Well, the RSPCA is calling for pet owners to get better education on how to stop an animal attacking. Char Morton's forced to muzzle her dog, but says he's perfectly safe.
It's about informing people, it's about educating children at that sort of level, that younger age group, where they understand how you approach dogs, you know, how you treat dogs, that you don't snatch food away from them.
A £160 million deal has been reached to build a biomass power plant capable of supplying thousands of homes in Kent. It's set to be up and running at Discovery Park in Sandwich by the summer of 2018 and create around 300 jobs during construction. And a former Kent MP who was the minister responsible for the London Games says he's sure residents of Rio will eventually catch Olympics fever. There have been plenty of empty seats at venues during the first few days of competition. Sir Hugh Robertson is now vice chair of the British Olympic Association. He reckons it's not unusual at this stage of the Games.
This is very typical of Olympic Games. You often see that they have a slow start when the residents of the city think the city's going to be congested, it's going to be full of overseas tourists, they won't be able to move around, and it's going to be thoroughly miserable if you're a resident. Actually, they then wake up to the fact that this is a wonderful moment.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. first-choice.co.uk.
Well, at the Games, British diver Tom Daley's setting his sights on an individual gold after taking bronze in the synchronised 10-metre platform. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Joe.
Well, Tom and partner Dan Goodfellow sealed third place for Team GB on their final score last night. Tom says there's nothing like securing a dramatic podium finish.
It's so hard to explain to someone the amount of hard work that you put into going to an Olympic Games. It happens once every 4 years, and any colour medal is just something that, you know, words can't describe, and it just feels so amazing right now.
In hockey, in Kent, Susanna Townsend helped Team GB make it 2 wins from 2 after beating India 3-0. It means they move level with USA at the top of the pool. Later, Chatham's Ashley Jackson is back in action for the men's team against Brazil. And in football, Gillingham face Southend United later for the second time in 4 days. The sides meet in the EFL Cup after the Gills were 3-1 winners in the league on Saturday. This match is also away from home. His boss, Justin Ennenborough.
Yeah, it should be interesting. It's quite bizarre, really, to have played you know, surfing twice in a short space of time. But I'm sure that Phil may make a few changes, and so will we.
Kickoffs at 7:45.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.